Too bad about radio.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, since television, you know. Hardly anybody listens to radio anymore.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. There's a radio in use for every man, woman, and teenager in America.
Really? Gee, I'd hate to think of them all turning them on at once.
They do. Every morning.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million people.
You're listening to the sounds of yesterday, today, and tomorrow on the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
Thank you. comes a redeemer, but he slowly too fades away. Follows behind him a wagon that's loaded with clay. The seeds that were silent all burst into bloom and decay. Night comes so quiet, it's close on the heels of the day.
Song that the morning brings.
The Beagles, which is Kyle Field and Lee Baggett. Great album, beautiful album called Dead Giveaway, all Grateful Dead covers, and released in an edition of 200 copies only. That was, of course, a cover of the Grateful Dead's Eyes of the World. Well, if you like psychedelic music, folk music, jazz, easy listening, soul, I've got you covered here at the Radio Thrift Shop. We've got everything. There's no genre, no agenda, no playlist. And we dip in and out of music from the past century of recorded sound. And sometimes on the Radio Thrift Shop, we hear old radio shows, which we are going to do in about 2 minutes. We're going to have an episode of Turn Back the Clock. So please stay tuned.
Exploring Science in the Sea. In the early months of World War I, German submarines were sinking Allied shipping at an alarming rate. There was no way to detect the U-boats when they were submerged, so they could operate with little fear of loss. Allied powers quickly set out to change that. They eventually developed an early version of sonar, a technology that uses sound waves to detect underwater targets. The first attempts to detect submarines used underwater microphones to listen for a U-boat's engines. The microphones could hear a sub up to a few miles away, but they couldn't pinpoint its location, and they were overwhelmed by the sounds of other shipping. So scientists from Britain, France, and Canada developed a device that used vibrating quartz crystals to send out pulses of sound. When the sound waves hit a solid object, some of them were reflected back to the device, causing new vibrations. Those echoes made it possible to locate a submarine and track its course. The invention came too late to help with the war effort. Sonar was a big help in World War II, though, and it's still used to locate submarines today. In recent decades, sonar has also been applied to scientific tasks. It's been used to measure the ocean depth, for example, and to map large sections of the ocean floor. And it's helped archaeologists discover sunken ships and ruins. So a technology designed to find U-boats is helping us explore the hidden landscape at the bottom of the sea. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Well, you've wandered into the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop originates at WSCS in 90.9 FM in New London and is broadcast every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. We're also heard on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. And I like to do something different with every show. It's sort of an homage to the early 1960s FM broadcasts, where before producers and program directors got a hold of the airwaves, where pretty much anything went, it was literally up to the DJ to kind of take you on a journey. So that's a little bit of what the Radio Thrift Shop is about. We're going to go back even further in time than that to listen to some old-time radio that was broadcast on the Armed Forces Radio and Television Service Network. It's a show called Turn Back the Clock, and it was hosted by Andy and Virginia Mansfield. They had been around radio for a long time, and they were one of the pioneers in literally just playing records and kind of bantering back and forth. Very friendly, listenable show. So without further ado, we're going to go back, turn back the clock, and listen to some old-time radio right here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
And now from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
Down in the great big basket,
sang and played the whole night long.
Till one night a starry-eyed lady they call lovable Sadie heard him playing that barbershop chord.
When he finished, Sadie drew a sigh.
Oh, Lord.
Every time that she would catch his eye, she'd cry.
Mr. Jefferson, Lord, play the barbershop chord. That soothing harmony, it makes an awful, awful, awful hit with me. Play that strain just to please me again. 'Cause mister, when you start that minor part, I feel your fingers slipping and a grip in my heart. Oh, Lord,
oh, Mr. Lord, play the barbershop chord.
Mr. Jefferson, Lord,
Jefferson, Lord,
play that barbershop chord.
Play the barbershop chord.
That soothing harmony,
sweet harmony, makes a terrible, 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 terrible hit with me.
Play that strain.
Just to please me again. I feel your fingers slipping and a grip in my heart.
Oh, Lord,
Mr. Jefferson,
Lord, play that barbershop chord.
Well, that was Judy Garland, of course, and the King's Men singing Play That Barbershop Chord. Andy, that song, the Barbershop Chord, that goes a way back, doesn't it?
Yeah, Muir, McDonald, and Tracy wrote it in 1910, when a great comedian introduced it in the Ziegfeld Follies of that year. Here's his original recording as we turn back the clock to 48 years ago when the late Bert Williams sang Play That Barbershop Chord.
In a great big rapscallop, wild, swell colored fella by the name of Bill Jefferson, Lord, played piano while he sang a song. He just played and sang the whole night long. Still, a pinky head lady they called Chocolate Lady heard him playing the barbershop chord. She heaved a sigh every time she could get his eye. She cried, Miss Jefferson, dog, oh, play the barbershop chord. It's got the soothing harmony. It makes an awful, awful, awful hit with me. Play that string, oh, please play it again. 'Cause, mister, when you start the minor part, I feel your fingers slipping and a gripping round my heart. Oh, Mr. Dodd, that's it. That's the barbershop chord. From that night she never rested. The same tune she requested every time she went into the place. Oh, she'd sit down, she'd rock, play that ever-loving barbershop. I'm gonna stick like a plaster to my new Lord and Master, 'cause I'm certainly going off my face every time I hear that melody. There's no other music I can see for me. Oh, Mrs. Jefferson, Lord, oh, please do play the barbershop chord as a favor. It's got that soothing harmony. It makes an awful, awful, awful hit with me. Play that string, oh, won't you please, just to please me again. 'Cause, mister, when you start that minor part, oh, I see your fingers slipping and a gripping round my heart. Oh, Mr. Lord, oh, sir, play the barbershop chord, oh, down there.
day he come along, the man I love, and he be big and strong, the man I love, and when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not, but I'm sure I'll meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Oh, don't you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la.
You know who that was, Andy?
Eartha Kitt?
No, that was Calypso singer Josephine Premis.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
With
gal.
Barney Kessel's orchestra, and Josephine was singing The Man I Love.
George and Ira Gershwin wrote The Man I Love for the 1924 musical Lady Be Good, but it didn't become a hit until they used it again in 1930 for Strike Up the Band. Here's one of the great swing versions as we turn back the clock to 1939 when Artie Shaw's orchestra played The Man I Love.
Back to our show in just a minute, but first, this message. With our American servicemen in many countries around the world, they have a wonderful opportunity to observe new customs and traditions. What might have seemed strange before is becoming pretty familiar to them. For instance, among the Mohammedans, to drink coffee with anybody is regarded as a sacred rule of hospitality, a token of peace. The berries are roasted over a charcoal fire, and the coffee is allowed to boil three times. It's thickly sugared and served in very small cups. All this is traditional among the Mohammedans, but as our servicemen have observed, it's simply their version of our mid-morning coffee break or our afternoon tea party or our cocktail hour. It's a time for friends to sit down and relax. It's a time for conversation. with a cup of whatever beverage suits the individual taste. And this is true of customs and traditions of all countries. The way of doing things may be different, but the ideals are the same. So it is by observing these customs that our servicemen are helping to maintain goodwill with other people in other lands.
And now, Mrs. M, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Mr. M, it's her nibs, Miss Georgia Gibbs. That was Georgia Gibbs with Joe Reisman's orchestra and chorus singing I'm Walking the Floor Over You.
Ernest Tubb wrote Walking the Floor Over You back in 1942 when it was a big hit in the country and the western field. This was the top pop version as we turn back the clock to 16 years ago when Bing Crosby with Brother Bob's Bobcats sang Walking the Floor Over You.
Left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink. That is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. Darling, you know I love you well. Love you more than I could ever tell. And I thought you wanted me and always would be mine. But you went and left me with troubles on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. day you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor's good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will until I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, I swear that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you. I'm walking and talking about you.
I love my wife.
But oh, you kid.
But oh, you kid, for my dear wife I'd give my life.
But oh, you kid.
But oh, you kid, now wifey dear is good to me.
A wrong she never did.
I love my wife. But oh, you kid.
Sweet girly on the single plan, I guess she was. Jonesy stopped and spoke to girly just as old friends often do. And he said, I'm married,
but
that doesn't apply to you.
I love my wife.
But oh, you kid.
But oh, you kid, for my dear wife I'd give my life.
But oh, you kid.
But oh, you kid, now wifey dear is good to me.
A wrong she never did.
I love my wife. But oh, you kid.
Brady O'Toole and her singing lads singing I Love My Wife, But Oh You Kid. And it's from her Grand Award long play album. And incidentally, did you hear that banjo?
Yeah.
I think they're coming back. I really do. And it sounds so good.
Well, if DeFore's got anything to do about it, they probably will. Well, you know this tune, Uncle Gus used to sing this tune around the house, and Aunt Minnie used to get after him with that rolling pin, so help me, she's chased him out of the house more times.
Poor old Uncle Gus.
The song goes back to 1909. Harry Von Tiltzer and Jimmy Lucas wrote I Love My Wife, But Oh You Kid in 1909. We turn back the clock to 49 years ago. 49 years ago, almost a half a century, when Arthur Collins sang I Love My Wife, But Oh You Kid.
Jonesy was a married man, oh yes, he was. Sweet girly on the single plan, I guess she was. Jonesy stopped and spoke to girly just as old friends often do. And he said, I'm married, but that but, my dear, means you. I love my wife, but oh, you kid. For my dear wife, I'd give my life, but oh, you
now, wifey dear, is good to me, a wrong she never did. I love my wife, but all you did.
Now Jones's wife and the butcher man each morn would chat. This butcher too was married, but she didn't mind that. When poor Jonesy left the house each morning, they would sit and spoon. Till you're to see who you love, then softly he would croon. I love my wife, but oh, you kid. For my dear wife, I'd give my life, but oh, you kid. Now, wifey dear is good to me, a wrong she never did. I love my wife, but oh, you kid.
And that's all the time we have today, but thanks for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is With Virginia for the New Selections,
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy,
join us when we gather around the turntables Monday morning to
Turn Back the Clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on 96.1 WCFILP.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. If there are any film fans out there not yet seduced by the charms of Hal Ashby's 1971 dark comedy, it's time to end all that. Harold and Maude now shows up on many best films lists and has become a touchstone film for its generation. Harold and Maude is a love story, but with a catch. The young man in his early 20s is obsessed with death. The woman he loves, almost 60 years his senior, is irrepressibly obsessed with living life to the fullest. They are the perfect match. 79-year-old Maud Chardin is played by the beloved Ruth Gordon, the ever-free-spirited veteran of stage and screen. But Court, and his wide-eyed virginal deadpan face, hilariously underplays spoiled little rich boy Harold Chasen, whose particular antics we dare not reveal lest we spoil the fun. You might also recognize an uncredited Tom Skerritt as a hilariously befuddled motorcycle cop. Young UCLA student Colin Higgins wrote the Harold and Maude screenplay as his master's thesis, and Cat Stevens cemented his career by providing the delightfully reflective soundtrack. Altogether, a truly masterful team effort, yielding a truly remarkable little film full of big laughs and quirky surprises. If you want to sing out, sing out! Harold and Maude, not in theaters, discovery through rental.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time left in this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to start on a segment called the Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, where records that haven't seen the light of day in many a year, possibly many a decade. Whew, going to start off with Wayne Carson in a tune called Rainmaker.
You're the rainmaker. You bring the raindrops to my eyes. I guess you just don't realize the hurt you're putting on me. Ooh-wee, you're the see.
Thank you. welcome to Karate Dojo. Hajime, Mei.
Special 3!
For certain, when it comes
All right, now you know why we call it the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Me and You, spelled M-E-E and E-W-E. And very cute, Satisfied Mind. Before that, the Tijuana Brats with Karate Chop. The Front Porch with Song to St. Agnes. And we started off with Wayne Carson and Rainmaker. And trust me, those are all from 45s that you will never see on the shelves at your local record store. Maybe for a reason, I'm not sure. Anyways, thanks for sticking in, tuning in, turning on. It's all for the joy and the love of music here at the Thrift Shop.